Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitcherless Podcast Network. My name is Carson McCard. I'll be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Saturday, July 11th. And we will start, as always, with our news and notes as we get into the time of the year where injuries are ramping up and teams are utilizing the All-Star break to give their players a needed rest. Kyle Harrison hits the 15-day IL with left forearm tightness, which sounds scary, but our manager says he's not expected to be a long-term injury. Nick Kurtz hits the 10-day IL with a right thumb strain. Nick Lodolo left his start yesterday with a blister. He will have an IL stint very likely. Mike Yastrzemski hits the 10-day IL with left elbow inflammation, and Zach Gallen was scratched from his start with elbow issues. Gallen, if you haven't been paying attention, has been pretty abysmal this year, and maybe this is just a culmination of that. Finally, Jacob Mizorowski scratched from his start today with forearm soreness, today being the 12th. So he is going to miss the start, which is a great tragedy, because he is missing a legendary duel against Paul Skeens. He is also, of course, going to miss the All-Star game. We already knew this, so very unfortunate. But we now can talk about our rehab starts and recovery here. Edwin Diaz has a rehab appearance. Blake Snell throws his first bullpen coming back from loose bodies, as just everyone seems to have loose bodies now. Rehab could happen after the All-Star break. We'll let you know when that occurs. Tyler Glasnow throws live batting practice, and Hayden Wesneski, remember that guy? Rehab appearance for the Astros. Finally, some transactions to note. Well, not really too much happened in terms of activations and moving around from team to team, a few various things, but the thing I do want to highlight, the MLB draft first few rounds were yesterday. First three selections, Rock Schuslowski goes to the White Sox, Grady Emerson to the Rays, and DeLacky to the Minnesota Twins. You can, of course, go on MLB.com or pretty much anything to find out about that. But I am not the guy to give you a big breakdown on the prospects, but that's the MLB draft going on yesterday and today. We now move on to the notable performances, where we talk about the most productive hitters and pitchers and sometimes the poor performances from yesterday's games. We'll start with the top hitter of the day. No question about this one. Esmerlin Valdez went ballistic. Oh my God. Did he have a breakout day for what seems to be a breakout month for the Pirates rookie? 4-for-8, 3 home runs in total in the doubleheader against the Brewers. This was a great day. Valdez has been fantastic. 10 home runs he has now. I've been following him since he was doing really well in AAA, and he is just turning that up. A lot of swing and miss in this game. Murakami light, if he's on waivers in some of your leagues, which I don't know if he still would be after, especially after a day like this, but do try to make sure that he isn't. Lars Nootbaar goes 1-for-2 with a home run, a walk, and a stolen base. Carson Kelly goes 2-for-4 with a home run. Michael Busch, 3-for-4, starting to warm up after a rough start to the year. Eugenio Suarez goes 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Nathaniel Lau, 2-for-4 with a home run. Your likely MVP, I think it's safe to say that. I mean, crazy things can happen in a couple months. But Yordan Alvarez, who I'm talking about, not Nathaniel Lau, who has been good. But Yordan Alvarez does go 2-for-3 with a home run and a pair of walks. Lamont Wade Jr. goes 1-for-4, makes the most of it, though, with a grand slam. Isaac Paredes goes 2-for-4 with a double and a walk. Ezekiel Duran goes 2-for-4, both of those hits going over the fence, pair of home runs for him. Pete Alonso goes 2-for-4 with a home run and a double. Eduardo Valencia, talked about him a couple days ago with a pinch hit debut home run, goes 2-for-4 with a home run here. Matt Vierling also goes 3-for-3 with a walk. Nice day. Derek Hill, talked about him the other day on the pod, talking about how he had a nice day. Get this, 1-for-3 with not one, not two, but three stolen bases for Derek Hill. Bryce Harper goes 2-for-4 with a double. Liam Hicks, 2-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base. Gabriel Arias goes 3-for-4. And both Cal Raleigh and Randy Rosarino went 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. Jonathan Aranda goes 3-for-4 with a pair of doubles. Junior Caminero, get this, / 1-for-2, a double, two walks, and a stolen base. Even when he's not hitting home runs, Caminero is doing everything. Ben Williamson goes 4-for-4 with a double. Rare you see a performance like that. Francisco Alvarez goes 2-for-3 with a walk. Andrew Monasterio, one of the best last names in baseball, goes 2-for-3 with a triple. Ben Rice, 2-for-2 with a pair of walks. Ryan McMahon goes 1-for-3, a home run, walk, and stolen base. James Wood, 3-for-5 with a home run. Second half slump, not showing up yet. Curtis Meade goes 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Joshua Kuroda, Grauer, new name probably for many of you, including for me, he goes 2-for-4 with the double for the A's. Royce Lewis goes 2-for-4 with a home run. James McCann, 2-for-4 with two home runs. Not so often you see so many two-homer days. Handful here today. Tim Tawa goes 3-for-5 with two doubles. Gabriel Moreno goes 2-for-3 with two walks. Jake Cronenworth, 2-for-4 with two stolen bases. Ty France, nice for him. He's been, honestly, maybe the best first baseman the Padres have had in like 6 years. Ty France goes 2-for-3 with a home run. Jackson Merrill goes 2-for-3 with two walks. Vlad Guerrero Jr., 2-for-3 with a home run, walk, and stolen base. And Jonathan Clase goes 1-for-2 with a home run and a pair of walks. Whew. Every time these Saturday episodes, they are Sunday, as you're hearing it, they are long. Be sure to check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on these hitters and then some. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be right with you with the starting pitchers, the reliever reports, and my preview of today's games. Welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We now move on to the starting pitchers, and this was a bizarre day from the mound in starting pitching. Just a lot of poor performances, weird performances, aces that were not performing like aces. And as a result of things like this, I have to go deep in who's going to be my pitcher of the day. Shane Drohan wins this one. 6 1/3, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 6 Ks, no walks on 83 pitches. Now you may say, Carson, 3 earned runs on 6 1/3. That's not a fantastic ERA. Why is he your pitcher of the day? 17 whiffs on 83 pitches, 41 CSW percent. Shane Drohan was sensational at getting the swing and miss. And it's one of those performances where I think I'm confident in it. You look at the whip, sub one. You look at the strikeouts to walks, 6-0. You see the earned runs, and it's a little concerning. But overall, I mean, this is big swing and miss stuff, really doing well against a Pirates lineup that is a good lineup, right? I think, and also there wasn't a lot of competition. I'll tell you about that more in a bit. But Shane Drohan, this is a great start. One that really, I think, puts him on the map for me, and I'm confident putting him as my pitcher of the day. Certainly, he gets the most exciting pitching performance of the day, as a lot of these other ones were not up to par, like Trey Savage's 1 2/3 innings, 4 earned runs, 1 hit, not one, not four, not six, 7 walks for Trey Savage. It is a terrible, terrible performance in so many regards. 1K, 59 pitches, 4 whiffs, 17 CSW percent. His strike rate was 34%. Don't think I needed to say too much more there. Christopher Sanchez goes 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 10 hits, 7 Ks, 1 walk on 103 pitches. Not helping your whip that much. 16 whiffs, though, 33 CSW percent. Very weird start. I can't even say a Christopher Sanchez start, but definitely one that's limiting of big damage. And you can see that with the runs to hits ratio. Casey Mize goes 5 2/3, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 5 Ks, 2 walks on 97 pitches, 15 with 28 CSW percent. It's fine. Probably one of his last starts in a Tigers uniform. Braxton Ashcraft goes 5 innings, 5 earned runs, 5 hits, 6 Ks, 2 walks, 98 pitches. We've seen better from Braxton, that's for sure. 12 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. Joe Ryan goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 6 Ks, 2 walks on 94 pitches, 15 whiffs, 24 CSW percent. Not a very strong in terms of the called strikes, for sure. He was struggling to find a sweeper, left it hanging a few times, but it was against the Angels. They didn't do too much damage, was able to get the quality start and the win. Bubba Chandler goes 4 2/3, 2 earned runs, 2 hits, 6 Ks, 3 walks, 97 pitches, 13 whiffs, 31 CSW percent. This is most notable for me because his fastball touched 102 miles an hour, 102.1. He is the 13th starter ever in the pitch tracking era to hit 102 miles per hour. So Bubba Chandler, probably not that surprising, honestly, that he would get there. But still, showing that top end velocity. Yoshinobu Yamamoto goes 6 innings, 6 earned runs, 5 hits, 6 Ks, 4 walks, 103 pitches. This is what I was talking about. It's been a weird day of pitching. 9 whiffs, 31 CSW percent. Sequencing got the most of him here. You can just tell by the hits and the walks. I mean, sometimes if you stretch those out well enough, things can go well, but he really fell apart in the sixth, and that was the killer for him. Kyle Bradish goes 6 2/3, 1 earned run, 2 hits, 5 Ks, 2 walks, 96 pitches, 9 whiffs, 23 CSW percent. Not the most impressive start by that line, but he did have 6 hitless frames to start. Ended up doing well for the Orioles. Give the Plus Pitch Podcast a listen and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups to hear more about these starts and more. We now move on to the reliever report. A lot of saves yesterday. Yoandris Gomez picks up his 11th save of the year. JT Brubaker picks up his first for the Giants. Grant Taylor picks up his fourth for the White Sox. David Bednar, his 18th for the New York Yankees. Colin Holderman picks up his first of the year. Joan Duran, his 24th. Riley O'Brien, his 24th. Trent Thornton picks up his third save of the year for the Chicago Cubs. Mason Miller, his 24th for the San Diego Padres. Gregory Soto and Mason Montgomery pick up their 12th and first save of the year, respectively, for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And now, who blew it? What was the worst performance of the day from any reliever? Clayton Beter, in what was mostly a pretty good reliever day, as evident by the amount of saves, right? Pretty good reliever day. Clayton Beter, not so much. After getting a 2 run lead early due to James Wood, Beter blows it for the Nationals, throwing a yes hitter, recording no outs, allowing 3 hits, 2 of them over the fence for 2 earned runs. He is saddled with the loss, and Clayton Beter is the pitcher who blew it in yesterday's games. Check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for all the information about the relievers, who gets the save opportunities, and more, as we now look forward to today's slate of games. As I highlight the ones to look at, maybe the biggest one today, Phillies at the Tigers. It is Zach Wheeler versus Tarek Skubal, 2 all-stars, 2, dare I say, generationally great pitchers, at least 2 of the better pitchers of their generation for sure, are dueling here on what may end up being Skubal's last start in a Tigers uniform. We'll see if it's a deadline day swap or whatnot. Either way, not going to be many. Angels at the Twins. It's going to be Jose Soriano versus Taj Bradley in the battle of the April standouts. And the Brewers at the Pirates. It's not Miz versus Skeens, but it is Robert Gasser versus Skeens, which we'll have to do. But my big game of the day is going to be none of those. It's going to be the Futures game. The Futures game, right? You know the Futures game, where some of the top prospects play each other in a game. It's part of the All-Star Game festivities. Goes underrated, usually undernoticed, underappreciated, but it kicks off at noon. A lot of top prospects, Theo DeVries, Eli Willitis, so many more that I'm blanking. A Walker Jenkins is going to be playing in it. Ethan Salas, a lot of names you know. Jesus Mate goes on. So the Futures game, something that's part of the All-Star festivities. But that's going to be my game of the day. And that is going to be the First Pitch Podcast today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop onto pitcherless.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV, apps that support the pitcherless staff like myself. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website formerly known as Twitter at Carson Picard PL. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows, and take care, you guys. Stay not dreadfully sweaty, because oh my God, it is so hot down here. It's crazy.